Gemara asked the kasha, let us say, asay deicha leisase, that's reifis kochim should be deicha yontif. And the last teretz we had heard is the teretz of Ravashi, that Ravashi said that to do a malach in yontif, there's a leisase vasay, vein asay deicha leisase vasay. Let us see the Tosfos Yeshonim. Havale yontif asay. Vim taima hanach amayroi de leel, the sovri the yontif loisase grede. All the other amayroim that hold that yontif is a loisase alein. This is Ravashi's teretz. And there's different psukim that tell us that the one is, does not burn kochim beyontif. Neilef mahoche de leidochi aseyes loisase. So let us learn from here. A cloud that ain't eser deicha loisase. V'chi haigavne porich beperikame de yevomis. So Tosfos says, v'shema mikan loinelef lefisha yoche lasis achar yontif. And the same svore Rashi also mentioned. Kiven shein zman o kavua v'yoche lasis alamocha. So there's no din dechia. Now let us go back to the Rashi we had learned yesterday. Rashi says, Ve'ein asay de be'esh de schreife doiche yontif, de hu loisase v'yese. So Rashi asks, va'af al gav dad lokes ner b'yontif melocha hamutarasi. So Rashi asks a very pertinent question, which we learned that Tosfos asked the Kashim, that even though schreifes kochim is not doiche yontif, because there it's a meloche, but ad lokes ner b'yontif melocha hamutarasi. Rashi answers, Hoyul va'avora shar kochim sheinenin mehem nesorim. But since the burning of other kochim, when one doesn't derive benefit, it is also, gamzu lo yotzo min haklal. So this also falls into the same category. We mentioned yesterday that Rashi is very unclear. Baruch Hashem, I found the Ramban and Afchov Gimel Amid Beis in Shabbos, says on this Rashi, ve'eini yoideya letam zetam. What reason is Rashi giving? She'ilu hoyo hakosuv mefore shein seyrfim kochim. If the posik would tell us, you don't burn kochim, hoyo efsher bederech dilmer lemeimer shahakel b'chlal. That means if I would have a posik that you don't burn kochim, beyond it, so I would say Truma also falls into this category. Now I won't make a difference between Truma and Kochim. Kochim is Mutter, is also Bahano, and Truma is Mutter, but no, it says Ein Tzor from Kochim. Aval ima kosev maskir sheloi lechal yontev b'meloche shein tzriche haich ye b'chlal meloche tzriche. He says b'chlal there's no posik according to Rav Ashi. Bechlal, there is no posik that says ain't serf and kochim. The only reason ain't serf and kochim because it is a maloche, because since it is also ba'anor, so it is a maloche. Now I would think you say, asay doicha loisase. So the Gemara says there's no din tchiyah because it's a loisase v'asay. But there's no special posik that asel sreifas kochim. The reason sreifas kochim is also is because it is a maloche. So hadlokis ner of truma, which is not a maloche, that's muta b'ano, it should be muta. So the Ramban says he doesn't understand Rashi. Later he brings could be Rashi means, and we had already once mentioned this mechudishtike Rashi in Beye. Rashi in Beye dav chav zayin amid beis says as follows: hadlokis ner biyontev. Rashi says hadlokas ner b'yontif is muter, is not called a meloche. You're not allowed to burn shemen sreife in yontif. The gzeres hakosuv she'ein kochim tmeyim misbarim b'yontif. The Rachmonei Achshevei Lahavorosom Dersiv Ba'esh Yisori. There's a Mechudish Tikerashi. Rashi tells us that the process of destroying Kochim, the Torah considered this a malache. This is considered a malache. Not from the Lamed Tes malaches. Rashi holds even if you'll give truma to a dog, it also will be also, because the Torah was machshev this for a malache, and therefore there's no heter for this. It's not sufficient that he's deriving benefit. That alone, that kochim is becoming destroyed, this has a new shame malache. And this malache isn't mutter even though he's deriving benefit. So the Ramban wants to say, could be this is pshat and Rashi. Or I found the Rashba says, Kivin she'osu chachomim sreifas trume kisreifas kochim lemitzveh af le'iser osu kemoisoi. And the Rashba seems to learn pshat and Rashi, that Rashi means, we'll see later, the whole reason that there's an inyan to burn truma, Rashi brings here two reasons. One is alz takole, and one it's alz kodesh. So the Rashba wanted to learn pshat and Rashi, that Rashi learns midarabonon, it has a din of kodesh. So the Rashba says pshat and Rashi, that the rabonon were consistent, just like they gave it the a din sreifa like kodesh, so they gave it the yisurim of kodesh. That is pshat and Rashi. That means it's a drabon and the kedin. Sreifas trume has all the halachas of sreifas kochim. And if sreifas kochim is also, so sreifas trume is also also. Now let us go further. That is the end of this sugya. Now the Gemara says further. Biyontev hu da'osa. The Mishnah says, Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yontif. One is not permitted to light shemen shel trume shenitma in yontif, whatever the reason is. B'yontif hu da'osa. Ha b'choil. But if a person, one could be medayik from the Mishnah, ha b'choil shapir domi. But if a person has shemen sreifa in choil, so one is permitted to burn it and derive benefit from it. My time, so the Gemara asks, why is one permitted to derive benefit from Shemen, Trumesh, and Itmo? What is the Kasha, my time? So Rashi says, what is Habachel Shaper Domi, Lisanuyeminai, one is permitted to derive benefit of Shemen, Trumesh, and Itmo. So the Gemara asks, my time, why is one permitted to derive benefit b'chlal? So what is the Gemara's kasha? Poshet the Gemara held, it should be osir bahano. That is the Gemara's kasha. Omara, so the Gemara answers, kishem shem mitzvah lisreif hakochim shenitmu, just like there's a mitzvah to burn kochim, that became tomei, kach mitzvah lisreif es hatrume shenitmeis. There's also a mitzvah to burn trume. The Omra Torah, we'll say this is very unclear what Rav is saying, but let us go further. The Omra Torah, Bishas biyuro, when you are destroying the trume, tehene mimeno. You're permitted to evano. Heicha Omra Torah. So the Gemara says, where does the Torah say that one is permitted to derive benefit from the trume that is being burned? Midrav Nachman. The Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Baravua, Omar Kro. The Pasuk says, Va'ani hine nesati l'cho es mishmeres trumoisa. The Pasuk says that the Rabbein Shalom gave to the Kehanim mishmeres trumoisa. My trumes, Aloshen Rabbin. B'shtei trumes ha'kosuv medaber. The Pasuk is speaking about two trumes. What are the two trumes? There's only one trume. Achas trume tahoire. Trume tahoire was given to the kahanim to eat. Va'achas trume tameya. In the trume tameya was not given to eat. But it was lecho. Va'omar achmonim. Hinei nosati lecho es trume isai. So the Torah tells us that the trume tameya is also shel lecho. Tehei la'asika tachas tavshilei. It is yours, and you're permitted to derive benefit from it while you are burning it, while you're using it as fuel. Let us see Rashi. Mitzvah lisreif es hatrume shenitmo. So Rashi says, what is the mitzvah? The dam yele kodesh. Because truma is similar to kodesh. Va'oid mishum takala. And a takala, this reason Rashi had given before, according to Rabbi, if you leave truma around, a person might come to eat it. So therefore, it's a mitzvah midarabonon to get rid of it. Now, let us look at the Gemara. The Gemara is Meiridik Shver. The Gemara asked the Kasha, my time. So what was the question? Why is one permitted to have Hanoah from Trumah? So what did the Gemara say? Omara, kishem she mitzvah lisreif hakotshim shenitmu, just like there's a mitzvah to burn kotshim, and the law is when you burn kotshim, you're not permitted to have Hanoah. Kach mitzvah lisreif hasa Trumah shenitmeis. So Rav isn't helping the situation. Va'omra teire b'shas b'yura tiyana mimeno. Heicha omra teire amida Rav Nachman. So the Gemara, this whole two sentences that the Gemara brought down the memra of Rav, that's shaloi bim kaimoi. Rav isn't helping us. Rav is making problems. And the Gemara should have brought down Rav Nachman. That should have been the teretz. So, Baruch Hashem, the Rashba asks the Kasha. The Rashba doesn't understand this Gemara. We're in good company. And the Rashba blies by a Kasha. So in very good company. So this Gemara doesn't understand. There's three lines that are extra. The Svastemis wants to add a Vav, and then things will be good, that V'omarav, that's part of the Kasha. My time, v'omar rav, shem shemitzvah lisrev hakotshim shenitmu, kach mitzvah lisrev hasatrumah shenitmu. So memele, so it's similar, so it should have the same halachas. Then you'll take away vav, amra teire, b'shaz b'yiro titanem imena, heich amra teire, midarav nachman. I thought perhaps we can say one teretz, if I am for the Rashba's kasha, and then I'll tell you a different teretz, that the Rabbi Yeruchem Fishel Pelo, the Mechaber, and the Sefer HaMitzvah, says another teretz on the Rashba's Kasha. I was thinking perhaps we could say, yesterday we had learned the Rivo. The Rivo asks, why is one not permitted to burn Shemen, Trumesh, and Nitmeis in Yontif? He's deriving benefit from it. So why aren't you allowed to do with Yontif? You're doing a mitzvah, oto migragor. So the Rashba answers, it is that way. The Torah asked all hanos. The Torah said one is not allowed to have hanos from Trumat Meir. And the Torah says you're allowed to, there's a mitzvah to burn it. Ela shatoyre lo hikpido sheyehena mimeno b'shas biyura. That means the Torah asked all on us, but the Torah says if you are doing the mitzvah of sreifas trume, you're then permitted to have hano. That is what the Rivo says. It is also on all on us, but while you're doing the mitzvah, you're permitted to have hano. So let us think for one second. What would be the din if a person will burn trume and he won't be mekayim the mitzvah? For example, he'll say, I have kavonah not to be yaitzah the mitzvah. I'm going to burn trume without being mekayim the mitzvah. I'll tell a goy to burn trume. Will he be permitted to have hanor from the trume? If we can assume for one minute that he can't have hanor from the trume, because that's pshat in the rivah. The Rivo says the Torah asked it b'hano. But if you're doing the mitzvah, the Torah said, no, you're doing the mitzvah, then you're permitted to have hano while you're doing the mitzvah. So the matter is, since there's a mitzvah to burn it, that means if, because the Torah asked it b'hano, so the shayrish ha-heter is because there is a mitzvah to burn it, that's why since you're doing the mitzvah, the Torah permitted that you're allowed to have hano. So it could be, so that's why the Gemara is bringing the memra of Rav. When the Gemara is telling us that it's mutter b'hano, it's not samazoy, it's mutter b'hano. The reason it is mutter b'hano is because there's a mitzvah to burn it. Since you are doing the mitzvah, so the Torah says, so you're permitted to have hano, b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah.
So the Gemara had to bring down Rav. The Gemara had to tell us, first of all, there's a mitzvah. If there wouldn't be a mitzvah, it would have been Osavando. So this is part of the Teretz. My time, Omar Rav, Kshem Shemitzvah, Lisrev Kochim Shenitmu, Kach Mitzvah, Lisrev Tume Shenitmu. There's a mitzvah to burn Tume. Vamra Teire, Bishas Biyurit. It says, while you're doing the mitzvah, you're permitted to have Ano. So according to the Rivor, Efsher, this Gemara is ganz geschmack. Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlo, the Mechaber of the Sefer HaMitzvot Rav Sadia Goyin, which is a Hafladike Sefer, he was a Goyin Otzum, he wants to say Pshat in the Gemara as follows. He wants to say that the Gemara in the Havamine held that there was a mitzvah min ha-Torah to burn Trumah. And we'll see the Gemara falls off from this. But the Gemara held there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to burn Trumah. And he says one more yesod. If there's a mitzvah to burn something, there's a mitzvah to destroy something, so that spells out it's asa bahano. Wherever the Torah says there's a mitzvah to burn something, that means it's asa bahano. For example, klaya kerem, the Torah says pentuka deish, if it will grow, you'll have to burn it. So the Gemara learns it's asa bahano, you have to burn it. Burning something means that you can't use it, you have to destroy it. So he says pshat in the Gemara as follows. Ha b'choil, shapir domi. B'choil, you're allowed to have ano. My time, why are you allowed to have ano? If there's a mitzvah to burn it, so you shouldn't be permitted to have ano. Fakel, the din sreife, omar rav, kishem she mitzvah lisreif hakadoshim she nitmu, kach mitzvah lisreif es hatrume she nitmeis. What is the Gemara answering? So he says, Amoyre dikezach. Rashi, in Psochim, in Ketzat Tzoylem, in a few places, says that there's no mitzvah to burn kochim tmeim. There's no mitzvah one is permitted to burn kochim tmeim. There's no mitzvah to burn kochim tmeim. The halacha is, if it becomes noisal, then there's a mitzvah to burn it. Als noisal. But kochim tmeim, there's no mitzvah to burn. And he's medayik from Rashi, which we learned yesterday, daf chav dalad amid beis. Rashi says, lesei eser de be'esh tisroifu v'yitru es loisase kol meloche. So the Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlo asked, this posik be'esh tisroifu says by noiso. The posik by kochim tmeim is a different posik in Gansen. The pasuk is ba'esh yisorei. Ba'esh tisroifu, it says by noisa, not by kochim tmeim. So he says, so the Gemara answered, you're making a mistake, there's no mitzvah to burn. The same mitzvah that there is by kodesh, there is by trumah. And it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis to burn it. It's the din is you're permitted to burn it. It's kodesh, I would think, even if it became tumah, you're not permitted to burn it. So the pasuk tells us the same mitzvah, it's not more than that. Rashi says, al takola, you should burn it. Fakir, the Gemara says, but the Gemara means telling us, in other words, there's no mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, so there's no sibit to learn out that it's also bahano. That's how he wants to say pshat in the Gemara. Let us go further. We'll learn the orderly mudim of the Gemara. Or else I'll tell you another limud that we can learn that Trumah Tmeya is Muta Bahano. The Pasuk says, this Pasuk is speaking about Vidui Maiser Sheini. And the person says when he had Maiser Sheini, he did not burn the Maiser Sheini when the Maiser Sheini was Tomei. Now there's a diuk in the pasuk. Vloy bi'arti mimenu betomei. When the Maiser Sheini was tomei, I didn't burn it. Vaisois, there's something else that is tomei and he's permitted to burn. So what do we learn now? Mimenu yatomavir. A Maiser Sheini one isn't permitted to burn when it is tomei. Aber ato mavir shemin shel trume shenit meis. But shemin shel trume that becomes tamei, one is permitted to burn. So the Gemara asks, ve'emo, how do you know to pick on shemin shel trume? Let's say the drosha differently. Mimenu v'ato mavir. One is not permitted to burn ma'aser sheni. Aval ato mavir shemin shel kodesh enitmo. One is permitted to burn shemin shel kodesh. You're saying this not and something else yes. Maybe kodesh you're allowed to burn. So the Gemara says, lav kal v'chaymel. This is a kal v'chaymel. Now what shemin shel kodesh should be permitted to burn betumeh? Ma ma'aser hakal omra toira loy bi'arti mimenu betumeh. Maisa, which is much easier, he has easier halachas than kodesh. Ma maisa rakal omra toira loy biyalti mimenu betomi. One is forbidden to burn maisa shiny betum and derive benefit from it. Kodesh chamo loy kolshken kodesh, which is much more shvera halachas loy kolshken avadi givis. That one is not permitted to burn, to derive benefit from kachim tamei. So you can't say that the mimenu is telling us that kodesh one is permitted to derive benefit when he's burning it. So the Gemara says, oh, you're making such a cheshbon? Ihochi truma namilei mekal v'chayma. Let us make a kal v'chayma from truma also. Truma is also more chamor than ma'aser sheni. So the Gemara says, Haksiv mimenu. Hey, listen, if you're going to make a kal v'chaymah, that trume is also forbidden to derive benefit from it when it's tamei. So what are you going to do with the mimenu? The mimenu is telling us that my sersheni is forbidden and there's something else that's permissible. So it has to go on trume. So the Gemara says, good, it has to go on something. Umaroi, so how do you know it goes? It's otzichi going on something that is more chama than my sersheni. Because trume is more chama. And kodesh is more chama. In aval pikein, one of them is muta. Umaroi. So how do you know that it is going on trum and not on kodesh? So the Gemara says, mistabra kodesh loy memat itno. We are not memayit kodesh because kodesh is much more chama than trum. Shekein. Now the Gemara is going to give us a simin, the chumres that kodesh has over trum. Panik akis. What is this simin? Pigul, noisa, korbin, meile, vikaris, osa la'oina. We'll see in Rashi what these chumras are. So kodesh has all these chumras over trume. So if this pasuk is teaching us a kula, that one of them is muta to derive benefit when you're burning it, so mistome, the kula is by trume, not by kodesh. So the Gemara says, Adarabe trume loy memayitno. Verkehrt, trume has more chumris over kodesh. Shekein machpas. What is machpas? It's a simen. Mise, there's mise b'day shamayim. Choymesh, ve'ein lo pidyin, v'asura lezorim. So memayla, so trume is more chumra than kodesh. So the Gemara answers two terutzim. One terut, the Gemara says, hanach nefishin. But if you'll count all the chumras that kodesh has and all the chumras that trume has, kodesh has more chumras than trume. V'boi yiseime, another teretz, kodesh chamo shekein onish kores. That means that kores is more chamo, let's not count the chumras. If we see the onish, the onish by kodesh is greater than the onish by trume, this is kores and this is misa b'dei shamayim, so we see that kodesh is more chama. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar Kro, another pasuk, another limud to teach us that trume tmeya is mutar bahano shel kili to burn it, because the pasuk says titein loy veloy la'oyroy, you should be mafresh trume to give to the kohen that he should be able to use it. And not only that he should be permitted to burn it, but it would seem that there is a trume that the kohen derives benefit from it through burning it. We'll see in Rashi exactly what this drasha is. Zot Rashi. Lo bi'arti mimenu b'maisav sheiniksi. This pasuk is speaking about b'maisav sheini. B'tomei. What does b'tomei mean? Bein sha'ani tomei, bein shehu tomei. And the limud is over here, when the maisav sheini is tomei, so one is not permitted to derive benefit from it when he's burning it. So the Gemara says, Kodesh loy memayit nomei hachumru. We are not memayit Kodesh, and we will assume that Kodesh is muta bahano. Shekein yesh boi chumri. It has chumris, panikakis, v'roi gam lezu. So memela, the chayma that Maisa Sheini has, Kodesh should also have. Now Rashi starts explaining what are the chumras. Chayovin olav mishum pigul. What is pigul? Shochat. If a person went and shechted a kolben, al menas lechel chutzlis manoi, with intentions to eat this kolben after this manachile is, let's say shlomim is eaten for 2 days and he decided b'shashchite he'll eat it for the third day. V'ochal afilu bizmanoi. And he ate it, the first day. So there's a chi of pigul, that's a chaymer by kochim. Umishum noiso, chutz lezmane mamif. Something was left over to the third day. It's also wasa. Bleichoshav mitchil, even though he didn't think that he's going to leave it over. But there's an iser of mechashiv la'ochle chutz lezmanei. And there's an iser, if it was nitoiso, chutz lezmanei. These are two isurim that Kodesh have. A third, chumre v'kori kolben. It is called the kolben. So here the Kodesh Ovev asks, and trume is called trume. So what kind of chumre is this? V'kori kolben. So we'll come later and we'll learn Tosus, we'll see what Rashi wants to tell us. V'yesh boi me'ila. And there is also a iser me'ila. That means if a person derives benefit from kodshim, he's mayel, he pays kerem v'chaymish. V'af al gav, so Rashi asks, shekodesh hanito l'achilas kehanim. Kodesh, after it becomes mutter for the kehanim to eat, that means after zrike, ein behem mile. So, when we're speaking about kochim shenitmo, we're speaking about after zrike. Mikomokim teires mile shaychibe, but by this mean kodesh, there is such a chaymer of mile. Im kochei kadoshimem, yesh be mila lifnei zrike, lecholanene mehem. This kodeshe kadoshim before zrike, everyone, even kahanim, will be moil. Vim kochim kalimem, yesh mila be mureyem la'acha zrikes, domin. That if by kochim kalim, the chelik of the kolben that is burnt on the mizbeach, so there is a din mila. Lafuki trumet the last bokla. By trumet is no such inyan of mila. The koris, and there's also a einish of koris by kochim. Lo oichlo betumes haguf. O trume bimise bidei shamayim. Trume, there's no koris, there's only mise bidei shamayim. So Rashi explains what is the difference between koris and mise bidei shamayim. So Rashi says, Yomov niktzorim avol einay hoylech ariri. This is Shitas Rashi. We'll see Taisvis disagrees with Rashi. But Rashi learns the difference between Koris and Misa B'day Shemayim. Both is that he dies young. What is it? There's no difference. The difference is if his generations are also cut away from this world. Koris is hoylech ariri. He loses his children also, Rachman and Itzlom. And Misa B'day Shamayim is Yomov Niktzorim, but he doesn't lose the children. Also Le'Oinon. Kochim is also for an Oinon. Kalvach Oimer, an Oinon is someone that lost a Korev, so before the Kvuri is an Oinon. How do we know that Kochim is also for an Oinon? So Rashi says, Kal v'chaymeh mi maise. We learn a kal v'chaymeh from maise sheini. Lechalti bo'ini mi menu. Avo trume muteres lo'inon. V'yivomis v'per ka'oru. How do we know? It says, zor, zor, beis pa'omim. So the Gemara says, zor eis amarti l'cho v'loy aninis. A zor, a Yisrael is not permitted to eat trume. But a koit, that's an oinon, is permitted to eat trume. Oinon, kol zman shaloi nikbar meisoi kol zman. The mace was a nikbar, he is a shame oinam. Machpas, so the Gemara asks, Truma also as Achayma. Misa bidei shemayim lezoha oichla, vazoritz Truma vizachiv misa bidei shemayim, oikoyen tomei. So that's misa bidei shemayim if a koyen tomei eats it. Vachaymesh lezoha oichla b'shoigig, if a Yisrael eats Truma b'shoigig, not knowing that it is Truma, he's Moisef Achaymesh. תחשיב כי יאכל קודש בשגוגה ויוסף חמישי סיולות. So Rashi has a kasha, no, chaymish. The chaymish applies also by kochim. There's a din me'ile. If a person is moyel in a kolben, he also pays kerem v'chaymish. So what is this chayma of truma over kodesh? So Rashi says there is a chayma. Aval kodesh misho sheyesh hefer lekahanim kitrume v'yotza midei mila the minute the kahanim by kodshe kodoshim after it is mutter for kahanim to eat yotza midei mila the kahanim are permitted to eat it and if a Yisrael will eat kodshe kodoshim there's no din mila shuv ein chaymish b'shigigas achilose then there's no chaymish. Masha ain't came by trume, even though the kahanim are permitted to eat the trume, by Yisrael eats trume, is chayiv kerem b'chaymish. So there's a chaymer of chaymish by trume over kodesh. The yesh, so Rashi says, other mafarshim wanted to answer this kasha. Rashi has a kasha, that in reality there's a din chaymish by kodeshim also. So they wanted to say, the mukmila b'chumshin d'chumshin. That the Gemara is speaking about if a Yisrael will eat the Chaymish. If there's a din me'ila on that, or there's a din of Shigigas Achilas Truma on that. If a Yisrael will eat it. And that is the Chayma of Truma over Kodesh. By Truma, if when a Yisrael eats Truma b'shoige, can his mafresh keren the Chaymish? So the Chaymish gets a din of Truma. So now if a Yisrael will eat this chaymish, he has to give a chaymish on this chaymish, a fifth on this fifth. Masha'in came by kochim, if a person was moil behegdish, and he gave the kerem b'chaymish to hegdish, and then he was nene from that chaymish, he does not have to give another chaymish on that chaymish. That is the chayma of truma over kodesh. So Rashi says, v'loy nehira, that's wrong. The rabbinim b'chaymish, the chaymish behegdish b'perik hazov. The aloche, one, there's a din mila by the chaymish also. So therefore you can't say that pshat. So you have to say Rashi's pshat. Ve'ein lo pidyin. Trume does not have pidyin. Leitziya lechulin. You can never make trume chulin. Avul kodesh, yesh kodesh and nivda. There is a possibility that the kodesh can be podui. You can be paid the kodesh. You can redeem it. Can go in Shehumam lifnei shchita. If the behemah got a mum before shchita, so that behemah one can be paid. Basura lezorim loila. Trume is also lezorim. A Yisrael is never permitted to eat trume. Avul kodesh, yesh kodesh emutu lezorim lach azrike. Kochim amutu lezorim also. Kigoin maisa behemah v'toida ushlomim, which is nechal Yisraelim. So the Gemara says, "Hanach nefishim b'shem." There are more chumres by kodesh than there are by trumah. The second teretz was kores adife. The is by trei chumri, yomav nichrosim v'hoilach ariri. So this again is Rashi shita that by every kores comes with it the einish of ariri that the children die also. Rav Kiveger zeichens zu a Baal Tenure in Sanhedrin. The Baal Tenure in Sanhedrin says a different chilek between Kores and Misa Bidei Shemayim. He says as follows, Kores yesh olav oynish la'acha Misa im loy osa tshuve. Kores is not only a punishment of kitzer shonim that a person dies young, but we're not finished with him. There's an oynish of kores in oylam haba if he didn't do tshuva, and misa b'day shemayim ein la'achel misa olav klum. The oynish is only dying young, but after that he's finished with this oynish. Reish is the gancha titein loy v'loy la'oyroi. So what is this pasuk speaking about? So this pasuk is speaking about as follows: Mikan she'ein termim min hatomei al hatoyer. If a person has tevel that is tomei, and he has tevel that is toyer, so he decides the tomei, he'll go and make this trume, and he'll give the and there'll be mafresh the tomei al hatoyer. So the pasuk says you shouldn't do such a thing, because by aproshes trume it says the chsiv, the pasuk says, Titain loy, you should give something, dova horoi loy lechel, something he can derive benefit from. He can eat it. Veloy lo seis loyroi, not something he has to burn, lahasi. Mide itzach lemiyute, so since it seems that there is a trume, which is not loy, but is loyroi, Mechlal de bas oire hi lasok. Al kaponim, we see that trumet meya, there is such a musig that trumet meya, one can derive benefit from it while he is burning it. Now the Torah says, by the trilas afroshe, one should not be mafresh trumet meya. Let us see Taisus. Ho bechoil shapir domi. My time. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why is Trume Tmeya Mutar Bahano Bechoil? Tema. So Taisus asks Akashe, Mehechi Taisi de Trume Tmeya Asure Bahano? Why should I say that Trume Tmeya is also Bahano? The boy my time. The Gemara asks, my time, why is Trume Tmeya Mutar Bahano? Tell me why it's also Bahano. You need a pasuk to tell me it's also bano. Samazai wouldn't say it's also bano. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Imi ma'aser hakal. If you'll tell me that misvara, I would say that it is also bano. One is not allowed to burn truma tmei and derive benefit. Akal v'chayma for ma'aser sheni. Just like madach ma'aser sheni says lebiarti mimenu b'tomei. The one is not to derive benefit from Ma'aser Sheni Shenitma is Kolshkein Trume, which is more Chomor, Kedemashma Besomor. Ike LeMifrach, I could ask a Kashe, Male Ma'aser Shekein Hodos Tav, Kedeporech Behooru. Hodos Tav is Rosh Teilis. The Hey is Havoas Mokin. That means Ma'aser Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Trume can be eaten all over. The Dalet is Vidui. There's a mitzvah of Vidui by Ma'aser Sheni. There's no mitzvah of Vidui by Trume. The Samech is also La'inam. Trume is Mutter La'inam. The Tes is Levar Mimenu Betume. And the Beis is, there's a mitzvah of Bir Ma'aser Sheni. So Taisvus asks, so the Gemara says in Yevamis that Ma'aser Sheni is, it has chumres over Trume. So how would I ever think that Trume, how could I learn out Trume from Ma'aser Sheni? Just like Ma'aser Sheni is also Bahano Bishas Feife, who adin Trume? Ma'aser Sheni is more chomo. So now Taisus is going on a new path. Maybe I would think that it is also Bahano because Trume is called Kodesh. So you see the Torah called Trume Kodesh. There's a hekish of Trume to Kodesh. The Kodesh Akshi Rachmona Letrume. So we'll say that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is that why is Trume Tmeya Mutabano? It has the same dinim of Kodesh. And how do you know that Kodesh is also Bano? The Kodesh Gufi also Bano Kshenitmo. Afilu Oisei Kodesh Shahoya Mutabano Kodem Kamoi Shlomim. Nafkilon Shapim Mikal V'Chayim the Ma'aser Kodesh, we learn out from Ma'aser because Kodesh is taken more chomo than Ma'aser. Oime Hekesh the Ma'aser, or there's a Hekesh of Kodesh the Ma'aser. Kedama Beperik Kol Shol. So Memelis Ataisivis wants to say a mahalach now. That the Gemara is asking my time, why is it muta b'ano? Because the svarach itzayne should be, it should be yosa b'ano. Why should it be yosa b'ano? Because since Trume is called Kaidish, or Trume is Hukesh le Kaidish, and Kaidish is also Bahano, so Mamela, so Trume should also be Yasa Bahano. That was the Gemara's Kash. So Taisa says, no, you can't say this Pshat. Why? Dimkain, my Porech. The Gemara asked later, how do you know that Trume is Mutabahano? So the Gemara answered, it says, Bi'alti Mimenu Bitomei. So the Gemara said that the Mimenu comes to tell us my Shasheni is Asa and Trum is Mutter. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe it's coming to tell us that Kodesh is Mutter. So what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi? Maybe it's coming to tell us that Kodesh is Mutter and Trum is Asa. So Taisva says, but if you will say that the whole reason I have to say that Trum is Asa because it's similar to Kodesh, so if Kodesh is Mutter, automatically Truma will be Mutter. So what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? That's what Taisus asks. Tim Kain, my Porich and my Rois, how do you know to be Mamayit Truma? V'aim o Mimenu also Limute Kodesh. Maybe the Mimenu comes to tell us that Kodesh is also Bano. V'loi Truma. So Taisus says, V'im Nimayit Kodesh. If we will be Mamayit Kodesh, Mehechi Taisi Yisr Truma, Sahaka Truma Biyasa. Taisi says the whole reason I could think that Truma is also because it has the same dinam of Kodesh. So the minute Kodesh is Mutter, so Truma is also Mutter. So Taisi is back to the Kasha. Why do you need a limud to tell me that Kodesh, that Truma Tmeya is Mutter? Mehechi Taisi should be also. V'yesh loyma, so Taisvus answers, Davi gamrinon trume mi de iskish le bikurim. There's a hekish of trume to bikurim, u bikurim le maisa, and there's a hekish of bikurim to maisa sheini, kidamrinon beha'orl, like the Gemara says in ha'orl. So therefore everything is good. So that means, poshit, trume to maisa should be also b'hano, because trum is hukish to bikurim and bikurim is hukish to maisa sheini, and maisa sheini is also bano to be out to be men of betome. So who adin trum should be muta bano. So now Taisvi. So what did Taisvi say? Taisvi said as follows: you can never learn out trum should be osarano a kal v'chaim of a maisa sheini because trum is not more chomo than maisa sheini. Gemara says mal maisa sheini can have the stop. The whole hava mina that truma should be yosar is because it's a hekish to bikurim and bikurim is a hekish to maisa shein. So now let us look at the gemara we have just learned. The gemara said that you can't be mamayit kodesh because we have a kal v'chaim. If maisa shein is also kodesh choma like kolshken, he hachi. So the gemara says, let's make the same kalvachayma. If Maisa Sheini is also kalvachayma of Trume. So what is Agamara saying? Agamara is saying that Trume is more chama than Maisa Sheini. Taisus brought a Gemara in Yevamis that Trume is not more chama than Maisa Sheini. You can't make a kalvachayma from Trume. The Madach Maisa Sheini is also Trume is about to give his also. Mala Maisa Shekain had us talk. The whole reason I could think that Trum is Oser is because of the Hekish to Bikurim, and Bikurim is a Hekish to Maisa Sheini. So what is Pshat in the Gemara, Yochi Trum Enami Leima Kalvochayma? So Taisva says, Ulekamon Leisamicha Kalvochayma. You have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. The Gemara doesn't mean a Kalvochayma, because there's no Kalvochayma. Ela Akesha Samach. The Gemara means the Hekish what Taisva said. The Gemara mentions Kal V'chaymer, but the Gemara is Lav Dafk, and the Gemara means the Hekish. Yomil Kodesh. Now, so, but how do Taisvi said that Kodesh is also Bahano? Because Kodesh, Taisvi says it's also, you can learn out of Kal V'chaymer from Maisi. Kodesh also Shapi be Kal V'chaymer mi Maisi. The Gemara said Kal V'chaymer by Kodesh also. Kedamrina bepeire kolsho. The lekker le mifrach ay, let us ask the same chaymer shekain hadas toy. The kulu isnu bekoidish bar mi vidui. Koidish has all these chumres, avos mokim, koidish also has to be in Yerushalayim, osuloinon. There's only one chaymer that koidish does not have, and that's vidui. Vaymer rabbeinu tam de mi vidui lo shayach lamifrech, lo shayach vidui gabi koidish. The whole musig of vidui passed only by Meiser Sheini. There's no time to person has time to hold it, and then there's a zman of vidui biarti hakodesh min habayis. But by kodesh there's no such inyan. Nedorim and nedoves pechlali doesn't have to be menadev. In other kabbonis, he has to bring them right away. So there's no din of vidui. There's no inyan of vidui by kodeshim. Avo betrume shayich by trume take. Maiser Sheini is more chomer than Trume because of Vidui. The Gav Maiser, Misvada Nami Yatrume. You see that when you're Misvada and Maiser Sheini, Misvada and Trume also. Kidoma Vagam Nesatib Lulevi Zu Trume. Vain Lo Vidui Bifnei Atzma. Trume past Vidui. And when you're Misvada and Maiser Sheini, Misvada and Trume also. So the Gemara in Yevomis that says that Maiser Sheini is more chomer than Trume, That's takachayma, because there is an inyan of vidui by trume, and trume alone is not mechaye vidui. Vimtayma. So Tais es takasha, kati hechi yalef bekal vachayma kodesh mi maisa. Ha'ika lemifrach ma'ala maisa, shekein ton kesef tzure, ki de porach beperik basre de makas. The Gemara says that when one is poide, Meister Sheini, one can only be poide an a madbeya hayoitze. You have to have a coin that is used for currency. That's kesef tzura. You cannot be poide Meister Sheini on any kesef tzura. A kesef man a madbeya shiyesh olop tzura. Masha ain kain by kochim. Kochim the din of pidyon kodesh. You can be poide. You don't need coins to be paid the kochim. You can be paid on any other commodity. So we see there's a chaymer that Meister Sheini has, which kochim does not have. So now Taisus is back to the old kasha. So how do you know that kodesh is also bahano? L'chayre, there's no kalvochayman. The Gemara said by kodesh is a kalvochayman. L'chayre, in one nekude, we see Meiser Sheini is more chomo than kodesh. And if in one nekude it's more chomo, you cannot make a kal v'chomer anymore. Because it could be just like it has this chumra, it has the other chumra also. The minute Meiser Sheini is one chumra over kochim, you cannot make a kal v'chomer. So that is Tosfos kasha. So how do you know that kodesh is also bano? This pilche of Mala Meiser Sheini that needs kesef tzuri, that is davke if one is talking about outside of Yerushalayim. The Gemara Makis is speaking about the boiler melech. The Gemara wants to learn out the oichel toida ishlamim chutz lachayim. The Gemara wants to learn out, just like if a person eats Meiser Sheini outside of Yerushalayim, he gets Malkus. So the same way, if a person eats Kochim outside of Yerushalayim, he should also get Malkus. So the Gemara says, outside of Yerushalayim, Meiser Sheini is more chomel than Kodesh. Why? Because outside of Yerushalayim, you need Kesef Tzuri by Meiser Sheini, you don't need Kesef Tzuri by Kodesh. But here we are speaking about inside Yerushalayim. So the Chodesh Aviv asks, inside Yerushalayim, there's also a chayma of Meiser Sheini over Kodesh, because inside Yerushalayim, Bechlal, you can't be paid the Meiser Sheini, and you could be paid the Kodesh. That's his kasha and Taisus. Bal Kaponim, Taisus says, there's no chayma of Meiser Sheini over Kodesh. Vim Taima, anu kasha. Hoche osrinin hasoke vahadloke Here we answer to kindle something, to burn something, to derive benefit by Isur Ano. The Shaila is Trume Muta Bano, is Kodesh Muta Bano. But if it's also Bano, you're not allowed to burn it. You'll have to derive benefit. V'Olo, the Asure Bano, Olo, the fruits of Olo, the first 3 years that the fruits grow, from a tree, and these fruits are ola, which is also bahano, v'shori lehanais b'shas bio. While you are burning it, even though it's also bahano, you're permitted to derive benefit b'shas bio. Why? Kedama b'peire kol sho, the Gemara says in peire kol sho, that you're permitted to derive benefit from ola that is burning. What is the reason of the Gemara? The reason of the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara says that when one burns Isurei Hano and it becomes ashes, the ashes are Mutter Bahano. Kol anisrofin afron Mutter. Any chayfet that there's a mitzvah to burn, when it gets burned, it is Mutter Bahano. The Gemara also says in Psochim, when you are burning something, when you're burning ola, so the fire is coming from the mashehu hanisraf. The fire is coming from ashes already. That means in order that there should be a fire, so the ola had to first become an ash in order that there should be a fire. So the Gemara says, even though ola is also bahano, but when you're burning ola, the fire isn't coming from ola, the fire is coming from the ashes of ola. So it comes out, the Gemara says, Eitzim, atzei Yisurei Ano, is only us if you'll make a bench out of it, because then you're deriving benefit from Yisurei Ano. But if you'll burn the wood, so be mutter, because you are never burning wood. The fire always comes out from the mashu and nisraf, from that which became ash. And ash is a mutabano. So Taisus asks, so what's this whole pilpul over here? We have a whole pilpul that Kaidish is also bano, and my Shoshani is also bano, and Tumai have a posik, it's mutabano. And the whole shaila is only when you're burning it. When you're burning it, it comes from the ashes already. And ashes are always mutabano. The tzorech litchais v'loimar the shemen ubaso utvue chshivi be'en tvei b'shas hesek me'etzim. So Taisus tells us there's a chemical difference between wood and meat and oil and tvue. Wood, in order that there should be a fire, so it has to become ash in order that there should be a fire. So the fire is always coming from the ash. And ash is amutabando. Masha enkein, if the fuel is oil, meat, or tvue, so there it's possible that the fire should come from a object that is still as yet did not become ashes. So therefore, there's past an inyan of Isurei Hano. Kach ato mitzuve lisreif esatrume. Peirish bekunteris, Rashi said, why should one burn trume? Mishum delei leisei bo lidei takolo. Because since it is also bachila, and one might come to eat trume, so therefore, you have to get rid of the trume. So lefitam zanire, so according to if that's the reason, zanire de lav davkes reifes, you don't have to burn it. Elohu adin shalbiyo, you have to get rid of it. V'chem pirish behedye be'elo oivrim. Rashi takke says in elo oivrim, you can give trume to me to a dog. You don't have to burn it. The ikir is you have to get rid of it. The loy nire, the besoif temur ektani trumet meye bahadi hanisrofim. The Mishnah in Temur says that trumet meye is one of the things that have to be burned. Uktani hasam hanisrofim loyikbaru. The thing that there is a mitzvah of sreife, you're not permitted to bury. So if the inyan is al stakolet, why can't you bury it? That is Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. The Chayinim answer, Rashi in Temura says, an Yisrofim lo yikberu, because someone might dig it up and eat it. Kvure is Taka not getting rid of it. Giving it to a dog, that's getting rid of it, Taka. Alkein nire disrei, so Taisvis doesn't like this, Tiktaire. And Taisvis says, the sreife davke mishum de dom yele kaidish, the din sreife is because it's similar to kaidish, umi de rabbonon, could be the whole din sreife by trumes ad rabbonon. Inami midiye reise, maybe min ha-teire it is also, mid the ikri kodesh. There's a mitzvah min ha-teire to burn Truma Tmei because it's called Kodesh. The Svas Emes asks a Geshmake Kashe, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to burn Kodesh, so the Gemara, we learned in the first Perek, a whole Shaila, one is not permitted to plant Truma Tmei, a whole Gzeire. He says, Vashtei Tzich, you're not permitted to plant Truma Tmei, because there's a mitzvah to burn it. Taisa says there's a mitzvah to burn it, so Vashtei Tzich, you're not permitted to plant it. So he says a very gishmak eteret. The whole mitzvah is to burn truma tmeya. The Gemara says as soon as you plant it, it becomes toyer. Shusilei truma becomes toyer. So you lose, there's no more mitzvah anymore. The mitzvah is only called manetz tomei. If by planting it, I could be mafkiya the tumeh, so there's no more mitzvah. Al Kaponim Taisa says there's a mitzvah midarabonim to burn truma or a mitzvah minatoyer. Vim toyma adoma b'sefer kama de psochim gabi truma tmeya. There it's speaking about Yayin Shal Truma Tmeya, Shetiosa Ziluf. You should make Ziluf. Ziluf was a process they used to spray wine on coals, and used to be bring a good odor to the room. So Taisus asks, Nam Betmura Royle Kvura Kvura Perish Kagoin Mashkin, Yeshleimid Lekoy Ela Ola Klaya Keren, Blea Truma de Shari Bano. Since it is Mutta Bahano, so this is also a type of a Sreife. So you're permitted to make ziluf. Achas truma tmeya va'achas truma toira. So the Gemara had said that we learn out from this pasuk v'nei nesati lachos mishmeres trumoisai that the kohen was given two trumas. Truma toira, he's permitted to eat it, and truma tmeya is permitted to derive benefit while burning it. So Tosfos says va'af agav the dorish Rabbi Elazar achas truma toira va'achas tluya. Rabbi Elazar does something else with this trumoisai. Truma tahoira, v'achas tluya, truma, that is a suffix if it became tomei or not, yanichenu b'mokim hamutne, one has to watch it, v'loi b'mokim hatulfe, and he can't put it in a place where it is not being watched, and it can become tomei, vadai. The also ligrem lo tume. So we darshan this trumoisai and something else, and truma tahira and truma tluya, that one is mechuyif to watch truma tluya, even though it's suffik tomei. So Taisus answers, ha som dorish mishmeres trumoisai. There the more darshans from the word mishmeres. There's a chiyif to watch over truma. So we say there's a chiyif to watch two trumas. Mash meshtei trumes triche shimo. Two types of trumes you have to watch. Deine teure tluya. But here the pasuk says, vinei nosati lecho, es mishmeres trumoisai. So the lecho is also going on trumoisai. So the lecho is going on that the kohen is permitted to burn it. And trumet meya. And the mishmeres is going on that the zachiyev shmir and trumet tluya. Shekain panik ake, so the Gemara says that Kodesh is more chomel than Trume, because it has panik ake. Taim of the Motzi Lachshuvi Nami, another chumre. The Chmiri Kodshim mit Trume, Boho, in this halacha. The din is by Trume, Heriv Shimshoi, if a person was Tome, and he went to the mikveh, and the sun went down, it became night, Oichel betrume. Hey, and if he's a Mechusar Kippurim, he has to bring a korban, Hei, Vakiparose, Oichel betrume. So why didn't the Gemara bring this chayma? Pigul. Now what is the taich pigul? So Taisva says a very interesting taich. So Taisva says pigul, hainu chishei. So Rashi said pigul means, and the way we normally translate pigul, is he thought to eat it chutz l'zmanai, he'll eat kochim the third day. That was pigul. And the naisa means it was left over. Taisus says, Pigul hainu chishiv la'ochloi chutz limkoimoi. He thought to eat it in a place where it's not permitted to be eaten. Ubechlalze havi oichel chutz l'choim. Or he ate it in a place where it's not permitted to be eaten. He ate it outside of Yerushalayim. The loike bekotchim on gets malkis. That is the taich pigul. V'noisa, what does noisa mean? Hainu chishev la'ochloi chutz l'zmanoi. He thought to eat it after the zman achila. Have a noisa bechlal zeh. And noisa also, and then also, if he ate it after the zman achila. V'havi hai pigol v'noisa kehidim ovin pigol hu arei kvarnema le yichoshivim ovin noisa. V'loi kemoi pigol shebechol ha-shas tekori pigol d'chishiv locha chutzlo zmanoi v'haynu noisa d'hoch. Now let me explain to you why Tosfos made a mapech over here. Because Tosfos had a kasha. If the Gemara is making a cheshbening out all the chumres that kochim have over trume, so there's a chumre of mechashev chutzlem koimoi, which the Gemara doesn't bring down, and there's a chumre of eating it chutzlem koimoi that the Gemara doesn't bring down. So why didn't the Gemara speak about these two chumres? So therefore, Tosfos says in Noisol is kolul mechashev chutz lizmanoi v'oichel chutz lizmanoi, and pigol is mechashev chutz l'mkayme v'oichel chutz l'mkayme. So Tosfos included all these chumres in pigol and Noisol. Rashi did not want to fadrei the poshet pshat in pigol and Noisol. So Rashi says pigol is mechashev chutz lizmanoi, and Noisol was left over. And what's with chutzlim koimoi? Why? What did Rashi do with Tosfos kasha? So the Chodesh Ovi wants to say that is pshat in Rashi. We had learned that Rashi says v'kori kolben. There's a chaima. It's called a kolben. So we asked, so it's called a kolben. So truma is called truma. So what is the chaima? So the Chodesh Ovi says the toin hakrove b'fnim. It has to be nikrav. Bifnim, Kolben is a Loshen, it has to be get close. V'chol b'chutz, any way of taking it away from the Korev, bein b'shchite, bein b'achile, bein b'machshove, hakol b'chlal Kolben. So Kolben means, so all the psulim of chutzlim koimai, Rashi was kolol in the word Kolben. Korev, She'enei magia l'shishim shana. So Tosfos says, what is the einish of Koris? The one does not live 60 years. Shehu mises kol odom. 60 years already is mises kol odom. K'demashme b'shili mayit koton. That is the taich of Koris. The Gemara says in mayit koton as follows. Roma hosom Rav Yosef ki have bar shitin shnin. Rav Yosef became 60 years old. Oved yoymetove l'rabonon. So he made a yontev. Oma, let the yontev. Hashta nafkili mikores. Baruch Hashem, the einish of kores I won't have, because I already was eicher to live 60 years. Oma le Abaye, Abaye asked him, you're not assured that you're nitzel from kores. Nehei de nofik ma mikores lishoni. There's a kores of years, and that's true. That means if you lived 60 years, so you were rescued from the chorus of Shonim. But there's a chorus of days also. The chorus of days means that if a person dies suddenly, that's also a type of a chorus. Perish, k'd'omar hoso, meis b'yoyim echot. If a person dies suddenly, the same day he dies, he was healthy and all of a sudden he died, misa shel zam. Shnayim. He died after 2 days. Misa shel baholo. Shloisha, misa shel koris. Al koponim, so that was Abayis Taina, so the yomtev, it's not such a big yomtev yet, you're not assured that you were rescued from the koris of yoimim. So he said, according to the koris of shonim, I was nitzel. So we see from that gemore that the koris is that one dies before 60. That is koris. Umisa bidei shamai. What is misa bidei shamai? So Tosfos says, ein los man kabur. There's no specific time when this person should die. So what is the misa bidei shamai? Elo shemeis bishvil oven zeh. That means this is a sibe that he should die. Afilo ein b'yodei oven acher. That means this alone is a sibe that he should die. He doesn't have any other avere, but he'll die because of this. Afilo laman diyomar yesh misa b'loichet. If you hold yesh misa b'loichet, so saibisai he'll die, even though without this oven. Abishvil oven zeh, yiktzeru yamot. So Al Kopanim, it brings a kitzer, but there's no general klal what years he should die. It brings, he dies earlier than he should have died. Mkoris is takas man mukbol of to die before 60. Umiyu bi Yerushalmi koma, the Yerushalmi says, the koros, and the koros, eini megila chamishim. The Yerushalmi says, fakert, that koros is one does not live to 50 years. Umapiklei, ma'al tachisu eshebet hakohosi, you should not be goyrim that the kohosim, the levium, should be nichras. The zois asu lahem vichyu, this is what you should do, that they you should ensure that they will not get chorus. Perish amrater asu lahem takonish la yimusu bavidosam kaidim chamishim. Because they're only working till 50 years. And the Torah wants to ensure them that they won't be nichra, so it seems that chorus is before 50 years. Echsiva tachisu mash mekorus haine shemeis kaidim chamishim. Umiso hamura betoire, the koma rosom, so the Yerushalmi would seem misa is, haine shemeis at shishim. That means he dies before shishim. Nechsiv ba-midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu, le-nigzer gzeir ala b'nei esrim shimusu koidam aboi v'koyim lo misa. So misa b'dei shemayim is before 60, and koras is before 50. Avo, so this is the second shot. Avol zaloi, that the children should die, oimer ivo, the ein bekoris, elahanu bechsibu ariri. Koris does not mean that the whole, that the family is nichras also. That is a different einish of ariri. But koris has nothing to do with the children. Veinir el rabbeinu tam. Beperik abo yevim teikoma, ariri, the cost of rachmon agabi deidosi lomoli. Why does it say ariri? Lichderove. The ain zari nichas ala davke b'hanu d'chsiv ariri, my cowboy. If only when it says ariri, then it's zari nichas. So what's the Gemara's kasha? There it only says chorus. You need ariri to tell me that the children will die. V'ho d'loi komar b'moy, so the Rabbeinu Tam holds like Rashi, that chorus brings with it ariri. So if there's a new din of chorus, so why didn't Abaye tell Rabbi Yosef, Odolai Kaba Bamayit Kotten, Nehate the Nofik Mar Mikoris Dishoni, Mikoris Diboni Minofak? If there's a new chorus of Ariri, so she told them, you're not assured of chorus that your children might die. Mikmi Nofik Mar, Hosam Mayri Shein Loi Bonim Ktanim. The whole din of Ariri, if one has small children, ודווקא קטנים ננושים באבוי נביאים, ולא יגדול, כדה משהו בפירקין. So ממילא רב יוסף did not have small children, so therefore he couldn't have asked them chorus chorus the zara in Minitzel. ומי הוא קושה? זה בתיירס קוינים ממיית אישס אוך מן האם מקורס. The תיירס קוינים says that a person who has a brother from the same mother, not the same father, the same mother, and this brother has a wife, so the Gemara, the Teres Koyanim says there's no kolis. Medechsiv, eishes ochiv nidahi, ma nido yesh lo heter, just like a nida is sometimes mutter, eishes och the yesh lo heter. So eishes och that there is kolis is only that is similar to anida, that is also sometimes mutter. What is that? The hainu min ha'ov, the shorik she'ein lo'i bonim. So we have here, so which eishes och has koris? The eishes och that is similar to anida. The eishes ochiv min ha'aim, that is never a din yibum. So this eishes och never becomes mutter. This eishes och never is koris. That's what it says in Teiris Koine. So Teis was earth. Ubekulei hashas mashme. Taisus says bekulei hashas. Taisus went to shas. Bekulei hashas mashme. The yesh bakoris. Kamoi bisharai. Stomoni lo gabichobish eschei noshim. Petris sarisayim. Ula perish rivos ishape. The metzinu lamein with the mamait lo mariri. The teres kainim is not speaking about Chorus, he's speaking about Ariri ve'ein laharich, and let us learn the next Taisvis, so we'll finish this sugya. Titein loy ve'loy la'oyroy, michlal de bas oyroyu. It seems that there's a trume that is used to burn. V'imtaymer midi v'loy la'oyreksiv, it says in the pasuk, you should give him, but you shouldn't give him to burn. Eimatiten loy, you should give him something that he could use. V'loy dover shein roy loy klal. But you shouldn't give him trume to me, which he can't use at all. V'yeshloymed im kein loy lichtev el atiten. V'ein esine poches mishove prute. Because from titen I know you have to give him something that has some type of a value. Because ein esine poches mishove prute. So if trume to me is also ba'ano, so from the titen you could be mamaya trume to me. That it should be such a truma that his good can derive benefit from it, not hanoas oiloi.